They are. So I'm going to need you to show me. Are you still blind in the memory, or have you started to remember?
Oh, those spells took. It's coming back. But not necessarily organized the same way that it happened. So bear with me when I seem a little confused.
I understand. I kept an eye on the others as we talked. Sarah seemed to be putting herself under a lot of unnecessary stress. Doge looked ferociously ready to seize the day, should an opportunity pop up. Goda was nagging one eye about something, while keeping one grim eye aimed Swan's way. Goblin was trying to get the mist projector set up amidst a jostling crowd. I noted, "There seems to be more light than Murgan reported."
"Tons more. And it's warmer, too. If I was allowed to guess, mine would be that it had something to do with the healing that's going on."
I did feel overdressed for the indoor weather. It was not hot, but it was warmer than the plain outside, and there was no wind biting.
"Where are the captured?" "There was a stairway over there. We must have gone a mile down into the earth."
"You carried 35 unconscious people down there and got back in time to get away from the evening shadows? Without killing yourself?"
"Ketcher did most of it. She has a spell that makes things float through the air. We roped the people together and pulled them along like a string of sausages. She did the pulling, actually. I stayed on the uphill end, more or less, at first. Because the stair has some twists and turns. We had trouble getting them around the corners. But a lot less trouble than if we'd carried them one at a time."
I nodded. I knew of other instances when Ketcher had used the same sorcery. Seemed like a handy one to have. We could use it right here, right now, to hoist my future buddy Shivetya. Curious. Once upon a time, Murgan said that name meant deathless. Although more recently, I had been given the meaning steadfast guardian. But I had been provided with whole new sets of creation myths and whatnot, too. I fought off an urge to charge off and plunge down the stairway right then. I hustled back to talk it over with the others. Most of the crowd were preoccupied with an effort to get Shivetya's throne turned right side up, by the power of talking about it. Suvrin told me,
"It's a way to keep warm."
And a way to work off some tension, no doubt. I heard plenty of traditional-style grumbling, questioning the intelligence of any leader who wanted to play around with something like that great ugly thing over there on that throne. I gathered everyone interested. "Swan knows the way down to the caverns. His memory is getting better all the time." Goblin in one eye preened. I gave them no chance to congratulate themselves publicly. "I'm going down there to scout. I want the rest of you to get camp set up. I want you to work out specifically how we'll divide up tomorrow so the majority can scoot on across the plain to safety." We had discussed this time and again, how we could break up the party, leaving the minimum number of people with the maximum stores to bring out the captured while the rest moved on to, it was hoped, a more congenial climb. Doge's position, so perfectly rational, was that we should ignore the captured until we had crossed the plain and gotten ourselves established in the land of unknown shadows and were capable of mounting